Blog Talk Radio. it one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won this victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah. Well,
doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Just call the name. the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Him and Him alone. There's nothing He cannot fix for you. He can't.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. Oh God, your name is worthy of praise. Your name, oh God, is worthy of glory. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise God for his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you for your excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name. Wherever you are this morning, if you're not at work and you have time to open your mouth to praise him, praise him. He can hear you. He's omnipresent. Begin to praise him. And someone, please, I see if they can get Mary Emma on the line. Father God, we praise you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah. We give you a prophetic praise. Oh, yes, Lord, for the things that you have in store for us. We put a praise on it. We thank you in advance. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings, the breakthroughs, the healings, the deliverance in our lives and in the lives of our children, in the lives of our spouses, in the lives of our grandchildren, in the lives of our siblings, our nieces and nephews. We put a praise on those promises because all your promises are yes and amen, and we praise you in advance. We are not waiting for it to be manifested because we trust you, Lord. And we know everything you speak will surely come to pass, that your word will not go back void. And so, Lord, we put a praise on prophetic promises. We put a praise, a prophetic praise, a prophetic promises in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe through the night, O God. We thank you, Lord, if it had not been you on our side, where would we be? We thank you for the battles that you fought for us, the ones that we do not even know of. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought for our children. We thank you, Lord, that when we cry out to you, you heard our prayers. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that they are each individual. They are the apple of your eyes, O God. We thank you. We bless your name. We join the angels and cry, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And we bless your name. We thank you, Father, for complete healing grace. We thank you for healing Mariama in the name of Jesus. We thank you for easing her off those in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put a praise on it because we know what you said you will do. You will do your word. Will never go back void. So, Father God, we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance, oh God. Mariama's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Darkness cannot dwell in light. So, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus cleansing her, making her whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, we thank you for strengthening her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening her. Your strength is made perfect in her weakness. Father God, we thank you for helpers, Deirdre, sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen. noon and unknown, against a life, against a destiny, in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in her. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for breathing on her. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for quickening of spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. And, Lord, we lift up Mother Somerville, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Mother Somerville in Liberia, oh God. Be with Mother Somerville. Guide her. Protect her, oh God. Keep a shield of favor around her, oh God. Keep sickness and diseases away from her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, put the right people around her, oh God, to help her, to assist her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You will never forsake us in our old age, and I know that you will not forsake Mother Somerville, oh God. Cover her in the blood of Jesus. We cover her household and everything that concerns her life in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Somerville. We thank you, Father God, that what she's set to do, Lord, we thank you for giving her grace for her assignment in the name of Jesus. We thank you for providing for her, oh God. We thank you for helpers coming her way in the name of Jesus. That anything that she has to do with her home, the roadways, anything, oh God, that you will make a way, oh God. You will grant her favor, oh God, to do her home, her house, the roads, oh God, that in the name of Jesus. Well, so Lord, we thank you in advance. We give you glory and we give you honor for Mother Somerville and all those that are connected to her. Father God, we bless your name. I bless you, oh God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, Father, we bless your name. You are awesome. You are great. There is no one greater, hallelujah, than you, oh God. Father God, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Father, this morning we come once again boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, God, your grace and your mercy is bringing us through. We thank you for your mercy that is new every morning. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And this morning we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Release the blood of Jesus in our atmosphere, in the cyberspace, the networks. Oh, the blood of Jesus in the service. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, our homes in the blood of Jesus, every cell, tissue, organ, system in our body in the blood of Jesus. Heal the lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the respiratory system, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to anyone here this morning that going through respiratory issues. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Healing, oh God, healing. Let the blood of Jesus flush out the respiratory system. Take away everything that is annoying, oh God, everything that is hindering the breathing process, anything that is distracting the breathing process, oh God. Clear the lungs of every film. Clear the lungs, loose, O God, of every fluid in the name of Jesus. We command the lungs to come into alignment with the word of God, the way God made the lungs. Let the lungs come into alignment into the word of God in the name of Jesus. Breathe into the lungs this morning, O God. Breathe into that person, that individual lungs, O God. Take every disease out, O God. Every viral infection out, O God. In the name of Jesus, we command the infection to go right now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you, you viral infection that was the start. The blood of Jesus is against you. We flush the lungs. We flush the lungs. We flush the respiratory system. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, breathe into those lungs, O God. Breathe into those lungs, O God. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now. Complete and total healing. In the name of Jesus, we come against back pain. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healing is your children's bread. And we are your children, and we partake of your healing virtue this morning. Oh God, and those of us that are here, none of us know what's going on in our bodies, but we claim healing. If there's anything that is going on that we don't know of, we ask you, Lord, to release the blood of Jesus to bring us to complete healing in the name of Jesus. Take away toxins from our bodies. Flush our systems of toxins in the name of Jesus. Show us, oh God, how to have a healthy life. In the name of Jesus, we come against diabetes. In the name of Jesus, we come against high blood pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we uproot you, spirit of diabetes, spirit of infirmities. We uproot you with all your cohorts in the name of Jesus, and we plant the tree of righteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for arthritis in the hand. Lord, touch that hand right now. Heal that hand right now in the name of Jesus. Heal the hands, oh God. Release the blood, the blood, the blood. For Father God, we go to the root of the problem, and we take everything from the root that is causing this arthritis in the hand in the name of Jesus. Take it out, oh God. Refresh us, oh God. Refresh me. Lord, re-energize in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the respiratory system coming into alignment in the name of Jesus. We thank you for taking the toxins out of the body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing the kidneys in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, O God. And Father, we come against once again arthritis. We command arthritis to leave in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, release your unspeakable joy in the name of Jesus. 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 Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you in advance, oh God. You, Lord, we put a prophetic praise on all your promises. We thank you for our grandbabies. We thank you for intervening, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, oh God, in the beauty, oh, of your holiness. Let alignment with the word of God concerning our lives and destiny, in the name of Jesus, let the earth come into alignment with the word of God concerning our destiny, concerning our children and grandchildren's destinies, concerning our spouse's destiny, concerning each and every one here this morning. Let the earth come into alignment with the holy word of God. Let the earth come into alignment. Let the universe come into alignment with the word of God. When God has spoken, oh, no one can come against the word and the voice of Almighty God. So let the universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the universe, and everything that God created in the heavens and in the earth come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus, Uriah Santoria Koriamasi. And so, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for assistance, divine assistance. We thank you for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, oh, for the now thing. In the name of Jesus, you said you are going to do a new thing. Shall we, you said, now. So we receive those blessings, this new thing now, in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, in the name of Jesus. You, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We say Psalm 91 over our children. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, yes, cover our children. We hide them in the secret place of the Most High, oh God. We hide them under the shadow of your wings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We honor you, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless your name. Oh, Father, let the mind of Christ be in us. Hallelujah. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God for you. in the name of Jesus. This morning, we're going to look at John 7, the book of John. And John 7, but I'm going to take you to different parts of the Bible this morning in the name of Jesus, part of the scriptures. This morning, in the name of Jesus, I want you to actually be attentive. Hallelujah. Amen. To the word that is coming forth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yesterday, we talked about prophetic praise. Okay? Prophetic praise, when we praise God in advance for what he has promised us. So we're praising him because we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do it. Where are these promises? These promises are in the word of God. Every word God has spoken is in the word of God. Everything concerning us is in the word. Hallelujah. So we believe the word, hallelujah, that was spoken. And we just go, oh, we praise you. But we begin to declare the word in our mouths. We begin to make declarations. And we can begin to speak God's promises back to him. Is it a one-time thing? No. Every time you begin to speak promises, what God has promised, you speak his word back to him. You speak it with faith and believe in him. And speak the word, and that's the best way. In fact, when you come to prayers, you need the word of God to pray the word of God. And just not pray crazy prayers. Pray God's word and pray God's promises back to him. In the name of Jesus. So let's look at John 7. Let me go to 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture, you see, the scripture have said, out of his belly flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living, not dead water. Rivers of living water. When God is talking about this living water, what is it? If the water is living, then the Spirit of God is in that water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. If you believe, because this is Jesus that is speaking, he that believeth on me of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Rivers. So every time you go back to the scripture, you always come back to belief and faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we can't say, I believe. And we really do in our hearts believe. We look at John 4:14. For whosoever drink of the water that I will give him. This is Jesus talking to the woman at the well. Shall never thirst. But that water that I will give him will come in him as a well of water springing up to eternal life. Hallelujah. The water that Jesus gave. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, living. If God is, if the thing living, when you see living, there is dead water. What do I mean? A dead water do not have the Spirit of God in it. Hallelujah. The living water, it has the Spirit, rivers. He didn't say one river. He said rivers of living water. Out of his belly, who put that water in you is God. And how do you get it in you? How do you get the word in you? How do you get it? By praying this scripture, reading this scripture, believing this scripture. Hallelujah. So every time you spend time in the presence of God, every time you read your Bible, every time you study from your heart to show yourself approved, every time you at that place, hallelujah, like Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. You need to be there on that rock. Hallelujah. A place right there in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, and then there is what? Fullness of joy. How can the fullness of joy come? When there's no living water in you. Oh, when your well, the well is dry. The well is dry. There's famine inside of you. What is the famine? Famine of the word of God. That means you, the word, your prayer life is none and void. You are so busy doing everything else. You do not have time to spend in the presence of the Lord. But yet and still you just want results. Hallelujah. So what will flow out of you? Hallelujah. Nothing. Hallelujah. Because there's famine in you. And if there's any water in you, there's not the Spirit of God on it. So you're reading your Bible without the Spirit of God. You're doing things a form of godliness. Hallelujah. Just a form of godliness. Denying the power that is within you. When you're in the presence of the Lord, there is power. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you're in the presence of the Lord and you're spending time when you think, do you think you will spend time with God and there's no deposit? Every time spend time with God. Every time your time of day you do things from your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus is releasing this well within you, not the well of the world. Hallelujah. That's why we have to thirst for the Lord. As you thirst and hunger after the Lord, he fills you up. So the rivers of living water, what will come in the Bible in Jeremiah 17? Oh Lord, the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water. When you forsake the word of God, when you forsake the Spirit of God, which is the word of God, the will of God, when you forsake Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is the Word of God, hallelujah, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all in one. Your well in you will be dry. There's nothing there. Zechariah 14:8-9. In that day, living waters will flow out of Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and the other half toward the western sea. It will be in summer as well as in winter. And the Lord, in that day, the Lord will be the only one, and his name, the only one. His name was the only one. That living water comes from the throne of God. That living water is the Spirit of Almighty God. That living water is the Word of God. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. How do you expect to get this water? John 4, we talk about the woman at the well. Hallelujah. And you have time, take time and read it. There are so many times you read this over and over. Hallelujah. To receive that water, you have to spend time. First of all, you got to believe. Revelation 7:13-17. Then one of the elders answered, saying to him, those who are clothed in the white robes, who are they? And where have they come from? I said to him, my Lord, you know. And he said to me, are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes. What do you wash your robes in? And made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. There's benefits in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It might look like nothing. Maybe. And each time you spend, just imagine a drop. Boom. Heaven releases a drop. Depending on your quality time that you spend. Depending on your belief first. And then out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That living water just don't come and go. It goes. The living water goes. You touch lives. Hallelujah. Lives are activated. You're touching lives. You're touching your family. God do not waste stuff. Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ so that water begins to flow. Healing, deliverance, restoration taking place. Revelation 21:6-8. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things. Hallelujah. So the fountain of living water, the spring of living water, hallelujah. When God said, I will even release streams in the dry land, what does it mean? The Spirit of God. The Bible says in Revelation 22, then he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of that tree were for the healing of the nations. Again, the river of the water of life, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Remember, in the beginning, Genesis, God, one, created the heavens, was void, empty, dark, without form. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So there was water there, but that water was dead. Dark. No form. But the Spirit of God moved, and God said, let there be. That whosoever drink of that water I give him will never thirst. Hallelujah. Healing, deliverance, restoration, everything is in that living water. But it's up to you. Many times people are so distracted. They're not focusing. Telephone ringing, doing this, doing that, and you don't have time to do quality time. You rush out of your homes. You don't even pray like you should pray. Yes, we thank God for the prayer line, but you should have your own devotion, your own private time. Amen. With the Lord. Song of Songs. Song of Songs 4:15. You are a spring garden, a well of fresh water and springs flowing from Lebanon. You should be a spring garden. Hallelujah. You are like a tree planted by the someone rivers of living water. You can't be there and you don't have results. You have to believe so you can receive. Hallelujah. Then when you speak, when you spend time with God and you get to know him, then you can speak, let there be light. You can decree a thing and it will be established. Hallelujah. Living water. Spiritual life. You need the living water. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's every day. Father, this morning we just want to say thank you. We bless you. We thank you for the water, the word of God in us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. We thank you for this living water. We believe and receive. Let this water flow in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, in our lives, of our family. In the mighty name of Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We believe, hallelujah, in your word. We believe. We trust you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let your light shine. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So those that are thirsty, that's what you need. The living water. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think we have it all, but we really don't. We have to spend more time, make more time for God, get to know him, make more time. Don't rush him. Take time so you can hear his voice. Take time so you can get into a deeper relationship with him. Hallelujah, he loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for joining us.